How you doing, guys? Welcome back. Welcome back to Subconscious Retreats. Today we've got one of our brothers, Sean, from Ireland. He's actually in the UK at the moment, but before we, I'd like to hear his point of view, and just so you guys can hear a little bit of his story and what he went through. And nice to see you, Sean, again. How you doing, mate? You all right?
Good, Bojack. Thank you.
Good, good, good. And Kiki, nice Thank to you. See you again. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was looking forward for reconnect again, and looking also. I'm curious about my brother, how he's doing during these next weeks after the experience, and also to know which is the benefits and the process of doing this beautiful medicine with us.
Cool. So Sean, listen. As I say, it's beautiful to see you again, but I just want to take this moment to find out what it was that kind of called you to kind of look for plant medicine, or what was the calling?
Addiction mainly, alcohol and cocaine. I just during my 20s, I just seemed to have fallen into just drinking and taking drugs for the weekend. Like, I used to work a lot, but just to help me get rid of it. So I don't drink alcohol or do any drugs anymore. I smoke a bit of weed the odd time, but nothing hectic like the way I used to be. I used to be up for 3 or 4 days drinking, nothing like, so I just had to get rid of it all, like. So, and then the other calling was to try and quell my anxiety, and just from my mind racing, like, you know, like running a lot, and patience as well. And just to clean myself, my head out, like, more than anything. Like, when I done the DMT in November, it helped, but there was a lot going on. So when I done it the second time, it really helped. And now, a couple of weeks after, I think we're about nearly 2 months after, six or seven weeks after it, I feel way better.
Oh, cool.
And I'm out in nature at the minute, like, so. I get out in nature a lot, and I'm doing a lot of meditation and prayer and stuff, so
nice.
I'm found, like, just whatever's in that stuff, it works, like, it's really good. And I don't know, like, they should start rolling around all over, really, for depression and anxiety, because the stuff that's out there at the minute is just rubbish, like. And to be honest, the psychiatric whole game, that's a waste of time as well, like, just the same. You quit a pop every week to go in and talk to a psychiatrist who just wants you to come in there every next week anyway. So I just think, for the sake of spending a few hundred quid and just getting it all done in one shot, know your intentions, you're sound, like, you know what I mean? So just spending 50, 60 quid a week on psychotherapy, it's good, it works, because I've done that before, but I just brought it all into the ayahuasca meeting, and then that was like a subconscious retreat, and then the next thing was, let it do its magic. So I was doing meditation and stuff. The first time around, I wasn't ready for it, but now, like, my diet and everything is perfect, and I'm just feeling a lot better, like, drinking loads of water, I don't drink any sweet foods, nothing. I just eat fruit, veg, vegan protein, and just clean water, and just exercise and meditation.
Wow.
Whatever was wrong with me is done. Obviously, like, you'd have days there where you hit low points, but it was just more, I had a chaotic kind of life, like, from, like, I didn't realize, like, I was kind of going through autopilot throughout my life, but a lot of stuff happened when I was younger that just didn't really, I don't know, I just got on with it. But I, it hit me then about two, three years ago. And this was just, I'm not an implosion, like, so, but it's over and done with. No, I can't go back in time or anything, like, so, just have to be on with it, like, so yeah, the Bufo definitely helped, and the Samadhi definitely helped, because I'd done the Bufo, and it was good, but the Samadhi, whatever was in that Samadhi stuff, that was the real one, like. So, yeah.
What was the difference in the effect?
Well,
more of a visual journey, or was it more of a real deep
it was visual for a bit. We were doing it on the mattress then in the sitting room or whatever. And it was just like taking mushrooms, but then I just went deep into whatever was going on, and just like that. It was like I was being downloaded with something or something, and it was just like I could hear a higher consciousness saying, just listen, just keep going, and your anxiety will get better after time. You just have to know how to, like, when, like, say if a negative thought comes in, that you just have to figure a way out of thinking something similar to it. Well, that's what happened. It's kind of mixing and matching. But any negative thought that comes into my head anymore, I'm able to throw something else at it, like, and then it just goes. So, I mean, it's just rewired my brain, basically, like.
Perfect.
And I haven't touched a drink. I haven't taken alcohol or cocaine a long, long time. Like, I hadn't done it before, before the booth vote, but I'm clean about 2 or 3 months now, like. So, I'm clean about 3 months, I'd say. So, I'll never take alcohol again for the rest of it. I do like marijuana though. I do like smoking, so I don't mind smoking a joint at night or something like that after working all day, like, you know. So,
perfect, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, man. I'm
well
so happy.
Done as well.
Yeah. It's a game changer. Like one of my mates done it, and he gave me the number for PK, and I went and done it, and I just thought this stuff is. It was just next level, like, because I'd taken mushrooms before, I'd taken psilocybin before, but I probably didn't do it properly or something. I don't know, maybe I was doing it on my own, tripping out on my head, like, but the DMT really, and the ayahuasca, the samadhi, like, was brilliant. Like, I'd love to go to Peru and do a retreat over there for a few days or something like that, like, you know what I mean, to get out in the jungle, like.
Nice. Amazing. Beautiful. Kiki?
Yeah, I have a question, bro. Which is the changes that you have noticed after this beautiful medicine, and some behaves or maybe some patterns that you didn't like from before? How are those things are changing your life, or which is the perceptions that you have before the medicine and after medicine? How is the feeling gone?
So, I reckon, like, my nervous system was kind of, I'd say my nervous system was gone. Like, I had hyper arousal. I definitely had PTSD, like post-traumatic stress disorder. And since I'd done the DMT and ayahuasca in April, if a flashback comes into my head, I'm able to combat it. Plus, my mind and body, like, the exercises I'm doing, it's getting better and better every day, and I'm not taking, like, I don't need any, like, pre-workout or anything. I just take a bit of creatine and multivitamins and magnesium and stuff. And since then, like, my mind, body, it's like my whole, like, I've been cleansing and just doing loads of, just good stuff, like, and I just feel like since doing it, miracles have happened with me, like, since doing this subconscious retreat, like, everything's kind of getting better and better, like, the whole mind, body, and the nervous system. I'm not nervous anymore. I don't have no problem with anything anymore, really, to be honest. So, like, I highly recommend anyone who's going through mental health problems. Like, I don't see sitting in with a psychiatrist who went to college or university. And, like, I know psychiatrists who have went through personal, really bad instances or whatever, but most aren't, like, they don't know the feeling of it, like, you know. So to go into the DMT and ayahuasca, like, people say it's a near-death experience, like, but I've had so many near-death experiences going into it. I was fine with it, like, and it was in a different way, like, it was lovely, like, there was no fear there, and, like, the patterns and the visuals, like, when you do the DMT, like, they're just from another world, like, they're just class, like. So, but the samadhi, the samadhi. I didn't do the samadhi the first time. Second time I've done the samadhi, whatever happened there, it was just brilliant. So I really enjoyed it. And the thing is, I don't even think I need to do it again. That's the good thing about it. Like it seems to be just like a one-off ceremony. Like, now that I'm working on myself doing breathwork meditation and, you know, just doing positive affirmations and stuff. I'm a Christian as well, so I pray. There's nothing stopping me now. Like, you know what I mean? Probably give it another month and really start getting back together with my career and stuff like that. Because I'm only just doing bits and bobs at the minute. I'm not really, to be honest, I'm just out. I've taken a break out. I started camping the Friday before last, and I'm gonna stay out here until I have a job starting probably next month, so stay out here for 2 weeks, like just meditate. It'd probably be doing me a world of wonder, like, because I was just running an autopilot all my life, like, so it's just now it's the time to use. I can, like, literally concentrate myself, no distractions. Yeah.
It's working. So you're a happier person, you are more connected with yourself. Yeah. What about the people around you? They notice that you have changes. Somebody has been asking you, hey, bro, what you did? Because a lot of people after these retreats, they say that, you know, something, people asking me, you know, what is going on with me? What's happening? My first experience, I was seeing the people also look at me different way. And it was like, impact, no? Says, what I have in my face? Did I change anything or what is going on? Mm. But it's, I think it's because we are more open, more connected. The aura, I think, is more expanded somehow. And even people that didn't know me, you know, I used to come in a place and suddenly people were looking at me like, I was like, do I put a perfume or what, you know? And
yeah. There was
something alike, you know? But I mean, I don't know if you have this experience too, but this is what most of the people feel or most of the people perceive, you know? And this is the beauty of this.
I'd say so. A lot of people say that I'm a lot better and stuff. I'm not really, like, I was so connected in with everything what was going on and, like, you know, friends and family and all that. My family, to be honest, they fucked me over when I was younger. I didn't really realize that until, like, recently in the last couple of weeks how bad, like, well, I had a good childhood. They covered it up well with pictures and stuff and going on holidays and all, but really they fucked me over, like, being honest, like, so I don't really contact them anymore, and it's probably better off because they're fucking away with fairies, like, they're completely gone in head. So I don't contact my family. My father died last year, he's the only one I really connected to out of my whole family anyway. So, I don't bother with any of them really, to be honest. My friends, a couple of friends, I'm in contact with a couple of my mates. Only a handful, like, really, about 5 or 6 mates. That's about it. Like, I just need to concentrate myself. I never really took time out properly to actually just, like, you know, just to work on myself, like, you know what I mean? Because if you're running on the autopilot all your life and you don't stop once and just do some sort of retreat or just do something, like, you'll burn yourself out, especially if you're, like, going through a lot of anxiety and, you know, I was a bit paranoid there for a while, but not anymore. So that's the ayahuasca definitely helps with that. And I'd recommend it to anyone. Like, I've never done LSD, but I'd say it's nearly, I think DMT and ayahuasca is probably the real healing medicine. I think LSD is more of a visual one. But it was brilliant. Like, it's just, I don't know, like, just, since doing the samadhi, the ayahuasca, like, it's like I get different like my anxiety, like anytime I used to have bad flashbacks or something, I'd dwell on it for ages. Or if someone messed me about, I'd be getting mad about it. Now if someone messed me about, it's gone in like 10 seconds. Like I'm just like, all right, whatever. And I just keep going, you know? So no, the retreat there was really good. Like it was really, really good. I'd highly recommend it to anyone suffering. Like, it's ancient, isn't it? Like it's real ancient stuff, like the samadhi, isn't it? And the DMT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's been your sleeping? How's been the nights?
My sleeping for years was very bad. After doing the ayahuasca, I was getting sleep. But it was broken sleep. Like I'd wake up to tremors and stuff like that. If my nervous system like was gone, my whole like I'd just get jolts and I'd be waking up at night the whole time. And but since I'm actually coming out here, I'm getting 8 hours of sleep every night, like, and it's amazing.
Really?
But like 7 or 8 hours, like last night I got about 6, like, so I just keep an eye on it.
Wow.
You wake up the next day feeling perfect, like, so that's right. All I want.
Yeah, that's the most important. Yeah.
Great. That's a beautiful news, bro. Beautiful news. Yeah. And do you have a girlfriend, or I don't remember if you mentioned about it, or
no? I'm single at the minute. Single.
Great. Okay. So you're feeling happy with yourself?
Yeah. I'm happy. I'm content. I'm very happy.
Great.
Very, very happy.
Great. Yeah. Well, it's such a beautiful thing that you are sharing with us this little time. We appreciate it a lot. It will help a lot to many people to see and feel how the changes with the medicine, you know. And I guess that a lot of people will take a little bit of courage to jump into the journey to healing themselves. Sometimes also, it's such important, you know. It's
very important. No, it's like, Whatever's in the DMT and ayahuasca, like it should be rolled out all around the world, like to be honest. All these pills the pharmaceutical companies are throwing out there. Yeah. I was on them, like I've taken them. I know friends who have taken them and they feel worse. They get hooked on them, then they have to up the dosage. It's a mess. There was a girl actually, there was a lady actually at the ceremony, she was a mental health nurse, and she was kind of telling me that, like, you know, their hands are tied. They know that DMT and ayahuasca are the future, like, but the pharmaceutical companies have, you know, their hands all over, like, let's be honest, the crap that they're sending out, like, all these mental health pills are a waste of time, I think. Like, I know loads of friends who have taken loads, and they are a waste of time. Ayahuasca is deep, it's ancestral. It unlocks something. It's like your third eye or something. It's not.
Yeah, they just kind of suppress everything, don't they? Like they just,
sorry?
They kind of suppress everything, all the antidepressants or whatever. They just suppress all your emotions and just block everything out.
So yeah, it doesn't work. Like I was on these tablets that just, I'll never go on them near them again. They were disgusting. Every day they made you feel like I don't know, like just way worse, way worse. And I tried getting off them for ages. The doctor kept pumping them into me. She said, you have to take them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah. And then I stopped taking them then just felt better straight away once I stopped taking them. And then when I done the DMT then in November, when I done the ceremony, it was like a big relief. And for about a week or two, I felt brilliant. I felt really good, but there was just a lot going on at home. And when I went back there in April, there was still a bit going on, but since I'm after coming up here and getting out into nature and stuff, that's just the way to go. Like,
well, you see,
I'd recommend that. I'd recommend anyone doing it, like just to kick the, you know, maybe see a doctor or something, get off those antidepressants.
Yeah.
Literally do meditation, walking, exercise, eating good food, and doing deep meditation, just like the guide you have. But I definitely clear out the system a good bit and then go into it with no fear, because there's nothing to fear with it. Like, mm-hmm. there's absolutely nothing to fear. Like, you're there with people who know what they're doing. It's not like you're buying something off the internet. Like, I trust TQ in my life. Like, he's a shaman. So Trevor and Natty were as well. They were trained for it. Like, so, and me being from Ireland as well, like, a lot of Celtic and, tribal kind of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the UK now as well, here. And, it unlocks something anyway. It definitely, like, cures a lot of the stuff, like the flashbacks, the anxiety, when you're on your own, like, your mind doesn't be racing, but you'd be thinking a lot, like, but anything negative that comes up, I'm able to just throw it now and it's gone. Like, other times I would dwell on that negative thought for ages, but now, not anymore, like. So, it'll be a good month.
And it's nice to hear you, Sean, talk about these things, because people don't understand that DMT is something that your body naturally produces. Do you understand what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
You get a whack of it when you're born and a whack of it when you're dead as well, And the ayahuasca So the pharmaceutical companies, their job is to dumb down your energy. Do you understand what I mean? And keep you on a certain...
I know. Yeah, but the ayahuasca and DMT, the pharmaceutical companies can't get their hands on that because it's a plant, right?
They don't want, listen, I mean, this is my taking. Yeah, this is my, I just think they don't want anybody to be well. Do you understand what I mean? Because we're all capable of much more, but the information is kept from so many people. Do you understand what I mean? And this is just the way this world works, when you've got 1% in charge of it. So, it's just nice more and more people are learning about the retreats, more and more people are learning about the benefits of the actual medicine. Many people are now understanding that it's not just like an LSD weekend or something like
that. No, it's not like that.
Yeah, so it's beautiful that all these testimonials, hopefully, will help a lot of people, that have been sat on the fence for a long time, trying to work out whether or not it's something they want to take part in. So yeah, fantastic, Sean, man. Absolutely amazing.
No, it's game changing. Like, I'll never pick up alcohol again or do any of the rest of the hard drugs. Like, never. Like, I've been in pubs and stuff with my mates and I just drink a sparkling water. Like, my father was an alcoholic. Like, my whole family are alcoholics, basically. Like, so I'm the first one to kick it, I think, in my family life. So
that's good.
So you're the cycle. You're the cycle breaker.
Good.
Hey, bro. So yeah, we really appreciate that you spent some time with us. We're really looking forward to hear maybe in these days, whenever you need, that you have the support 24/7 with us. You can call us and you can let us know whatever you needed. This is part of the work, also not just giving the medicine, also receiving a post help in case that you need it. And it was so beautiful to listen to your testimonial. I think we are getting a little bit short on time, but we got what we needed. And also I think that you express yourself into explanation of which is the benefits of these retreats. And we appreciate it so much. We really like that the people are to help us with this short time and these testimonials, so we can go through a better world for better people and better environment.
Exactly. Yeah. No. I'd highly recommend that. Like, any of my mates, I've tried saying some, but they think it's too much, but it's not, like, the way to go, like, really.
Sure. Thank you ever so much, mate.
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
I wish you all the best. Hope to see you again very soon, hopefully. And
And get in touch. Get in touch whenever you need, bro. You know, we are part of the family. Yeah. We have the group chat. I don't know if you are in the Telegram. If you want, I can add you if you're not in the group. And whenever you need, we are there, you know. We wish you a beautiful afternoon and keep doing your meditation, keep doing your beautiful transformation. And we wish you all the best. Also, thank you so much, Lidom and Haley, to being here and to help us to make this happen. Many blessings for all of us. And I send you a big hug. And
thank you.
Wishing all the best.
Yeah, same to you. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Looking forward. Big heart and big love for all of you.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, no problem. Best of luck, all right?
Yeah, bro. Thank you so much. That's all. Thank all you. Right. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.